Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the etiquettes of sitting, etiquettes of a gathering, and the etiquettes to do as far as a person's lying down is concerned. So we finished the part on a person, the way it's permissible to sleep, to lie down. We did the part on the way that a person, which positions he can sit in. In other words, it's permissible for him to sit in tashahud position, to sit cross-legged, to sit with his legs up, and to hold his legs. So that different positions we've done. And the beauty of it is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his humility, utmost humility, demonstrated these things to us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, despite him being the king of all the kings as far as the creation is concerned, but yet he sat with the utmost amount of humility. Today we start a new chapter, Babu fi adabil majlisi wal jalisi, the chapter on the etiquette of a gathering and those who sit in the gathering. So the etiquette of a gathering and those who sit in it. Now here we find that the beauty of Islam and the beauty of our deen is even when we are sitting in a gathering, we are taught the etiquettes. That is the etiquette of sitting in a gathering, how you should sit as far as taking places in the gathering is concerned, how it should be, how should people be sitting in a gathering, etc. All this is shown to us in the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the beauty of our Islam and our deen, that we haven't been left yatim at all. In all the practical aspects of our life, we are shown the etiquettes, we are shown the adab, we are shown how we should behave. So today's hadith, and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا يُقِيمَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ رَجُلًا مِنْ مَجْلِسِهِ ثُمَّ يَجْلِسُ فِيهِ وَلَكِنْ تَوَسَّعُوا وَتَفَسَّحُوا وَكَانَ إِبْنُ عُمَرَ رضي الله عنهما إذا قام له رجل من مجلسه لم يجلس فيه متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, none of you should make a person get up from his seating place and then take his place, but you should be accommodating and make place. If anyone stood up from his place to allow Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma to sit, he would not sit in it. This hadith very beautifully explains to us a few maslas. One masla is that firstly, a person shouldn't book his place in a masjid. There isn't such a thing that there is a booked place, that one person sits here every day and nobody must take his place. This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Mina, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as far as Mina is concerned, that Mina itself is the place for that person that comes first. In other words, first come, first serve. So that is also as far as the masjid is concerned. It should never be that any place is reserved in the masjid. To such an extent that ulama dislike that even that place of ikamat for the muazzin shouldn't be reserved. That wherever a person gets place, he stands and he gives the ikamat. Wherever a person gets place, he stands. So here you find the first masla is that there is no reserving of any place in a masjid, number one. Number two is, if any person comes now and he finds that the normal place, for example, if a person always is early, he normally would sit near the imam. Now he finds that there's someone else already seated there, he shouldn't make someone else stand up now. Please, this is my place, you move out from here, and he sits there. So this is what the hadith is teaching us, that do not cause anyone to stand up and now you take his place. There's no taking places in the masjid. Wherever you get place, you sit. The second part of the hadith is teaching us that you should be accommodating and make place. In other words, if things are a bit tight, if there's no place in the masjid, now instead of asking someone to go outside or to go into the back, try and make place so that a person can come in, another person can come, and he can get place. Obviously now there's another etiquette. Where there's no place, now we don't jump over people's shoulders to try and foot ourselves in where there's no place. It's a different issue. Where there is place in the masjid and we just need to move a little bit, come forward, make place, this is all part of our deen. Yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that you should make place and be accommodating. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma was such a great sahabi that despite the fact he was the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, and despite the fact that he was such a great sahabi, if later on if somebody had to stand up for him, say, Hazrat, take this place of mine, take it, he would refuse to take the place. You were there first, you most deserving of it. This was the humility of Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma. You were there, you said, there's no such thing as I deserve a preferential treatment. This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever comes first, he gets the place. That's what is known in Urdu, that the haqq sabqiyat, the haqq or the right of that person that was there first. Person comes early, he gets the right to the first saf. Person comes early, he gets the right to a certain space. It doesn't mean that a person has any type of booking in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to bring this. There's another masrah that comes under this. Ulama explained that where a person is already seated in the masjid. Generally, we don't see these things in our masjid because, alhamdulillah, we don't have that level of crowds in our masjid. But places where you get big crowds, then these masail come in. So a person is already seated in the masjid, and now, for example, he needs to make wudu, he needs to renew his wudu. His wudu has broken. So there in a situation like that where a person was already seated, and now he takes some type of an item, for example, he may take one piece of cloth and he puts it there, or sometimes a person puts his topi there to indicate that I'm seated here, I'm just going to make wudu quickly and I'm coming back. Then in a situation like that, ulama say it is permissible. It's not that he's reserving his place, he's quickly just going out for some reason and he's coming back. Then there is no harm. But what is not liked is where there are places that are reserved in the masjid. Therefore you find that even to keep those musallas behind the imam specifically for certain people to sit, that also is not encouraged. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil